Amen. Hallelujah. May the peace of Lord Jesus Christ be with every one of us.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的平安与各位同在。
This morning, the topic for our sermon is the glory of God in the four living creatures.
我们今天早上正道的主题是真神的荣耀四活物。
Remember last night, we talked about the general introduction of the book of Ezekiel.
我们记得昨天晚上与各位分享了以西结书的大纲。
And the theme of the whole book is about Kabod, which is glory of God.
这整本书的主题重点就是荣耀，就是神的荣耀。
And how is the how did God's glory manifest today?
今天神的荣耀是如何在今当时彰显呢？
And in the book of Ezekiel, we know that is through one of the way is through the four living creatures.
在以西结书里面记载的那其中一个方式就是借着四活物。
So, let's look at it today.
我们今天就要来学习。
First, next slide tell us.When we know an artist, his glory comes from his work.
我们今天都知道，一个艺术家的荣耀是来自于他的作品。
If I ask the left the picture of the old man, you may not know who he is. But if you look at the right picture, everybody know this is the picture of the painting of Mona Lisa.
你可能看左边这个人像，你不知道这个人是谁，但如果你看右边这个图片，你就知道这是蒙娜丽莎。
However, Da Vinci, the left figure actually is more famous.Because he's the one who painted this building.
但其实，在左边的这个人像达文西，他是更有名的，因为他是这个作家。
He's so famous because through his painting, everybody know him.
因为他的作品，所以所有人都认识他。
So his glory come from his work.
他的荣耀就是从他的作品而来。
Same, God is invisible. According to the Bible, He is spirit.
其实同样的神，他是一个灵。记得这圣经说他是一个灵，是看不见的。
How does his glory manifest?
那是要如何去彰显他的荣耀呢？
The next line it tells us that God's glory is manifested through His creation.
在这里就告诉我们，神的荣耀是透过他的创造来彰显。
This is the picture of one of the Rocky Mountains in a very beautiful scenic view.
这个是在洛基山脉一个很漂亮的一个风景。
The cloud, the water, the still lake, and The backdrop of the sky really is a perfect picture.
这云层，然后静水，然后山，这是一个很美的画。
Every minute of the nature is different, so it's never tiring. It's never too tiring to visit the nature, the national park.
那在大自然里面，在这国家公园里面，它无时无刻都在变化，是不会无聊的。
And those reflect God's creation, God's glory.
这些它就彰显了神的荣耀。
Because all the artwork actually are copying or try to portray the glory of God.
因为所有的艺术品其实都是要来去能够去模仿神的荣耀，神的创造。
But the mountains and the seas are only the physical things that God created.
但这个山这个水只是神的一个创造而已。
Who does the Bible say?That the world is created for.
那在圣经里面记载的这一切，这世界都是为谁而造的呢
？The Bible says created for human being.
是为了人所造的。
So God created human being to reflect His image.
那所以神造人来来反射他的形象。
Physically, we have human being.
那肉体上我们是人。
And then spiritually, God also create some angelic beings or angels to also reflect His glory.
在灵界里面神他也创造了一些活物来彰显他的荣耀。
Okay, so let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们现在翻开以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 4.
以西结书一章第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 4.
以西结书一章四节。第四节我观看见狂风从北风刮来随着有一朵包括闪烁。火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像火药的晶晶。第五节又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们的形状是这样，有人的形象。
Here tell us that in the vision, when Ezekiel was 30 years old, God showed him the vision of the glory of God.
这里记载了在以西结30岁的时候，神给他看了一个异象。
And what did he see?
他看见了什么
？First of all, there's a wind coming from the north blowing, and there's like cloud of fire and like pure gold.
那首先他看见有狂风从北风刮来，然后有一个闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉。
That's the, for him to be trembling and shaking up and waking him up.
那这就惊醒了他。
But the main thing that he saw was there are four living creatures.
但他看见的重点就是有四个活物的形象。
The word creatures mean actually it was created by God.
那这里说活物，活物就是神所造的。
So what is this four living creature all about, and what is it referring to?
那这个四个活物，它们是代表什么呢？
Now let's turn to chapter 10, verse 20 first.
我们翻到
already we are on next slide. Please pay attention.
我们翻到以西结书十章二十节。
Chapter 10, verse 20.
我们翻到以西结书十章二十节。二十节，这是我在加巴鲁河边所见以色列神荣耀以下的活物，我就知道他们是基路伯。
Okay, here Bible gives us the answer. What is the four living creatures that Ezekiel saw?
那这里圣经给我们一个答案，以西结他所见到的这四个活物是什么
？Actually, it is referring to angelic beings, spiritual creatures.
那这个他们就是代表的一个天使。然后是一个属灵的活物，
and it's called cherubim.
我们将它称之为基路伯。
So usually we heard about the term angel, but actually there are a lot of different kind of angels, and even angels have different names.
那我们经常听到天使，但其实天使他们有各种不一样的天使，也有自己的名字。
And even they have different roles and different hierarchy.
那他们有不同的职分，也有不同的位阶。
We heard about angel of Gabriel.Who is usually giving good news?
我们有听到这个有加伯列是传好信息的。
And then another kind of angel called Michael is the angel of war.
然后我们有听到麦加是战争的天使。
米迦勒。And then another kind of angel is called cherubim, which is they are referring to something very special.
那还有另外是称为基路伯的是特别的天使。
Next line. When did cherubim first appear from the Bible? In the Bible.
那在圣经里面第一次记载的四活物是在哪里呢？
基路伯
的记载是在哪？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
我们翻到创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 23.
创世纪三章二十三节。
Genesis 3, 23 to 24.
创世纪三章二十三节、二十四节，二十三节，神便打发他出伊甸园去跟踪他所自出之土。二十四节，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
First time that cherubim appear in the Bible.
那这是第一次在圣经里面出现基路伯。
After God cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
那在神将亚当夏娃赶出伊甸园之后。
That God has stationed that cherubim to guard the road, guard the tree of life.
那神他就在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯来把守生命树的道路。
So that no one can come close to the Garden of Eden, and no one can come close to the tree of life anymore.
那所以没有任何人能够再接近伊甸园，也没有任何人可以再接近生命树。
And then the second time we appear, we see this appearance is in Exodus chapter 25.
那第二次就是在出埃及记二十五章。
That when God told Moses to make an ark of covenant.
那就是神他吩咐摩西要来建设约柜。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
我们翻到出埃及记二十五章。
Verse 18.
十八节。十八节，要用金子锤出两个基路伯来安在施恩座的两头。
So in the Ark of Covenant, on top of it, there's a throne of mercy.
那所以在约柜的上面有施恩座的，有施恩座。
Throne of mercy, there are two cherubim.
那在这个施恩座的两头有基路伯。
Make a pure gold.
是用金子锤出的。
So if you look at the previous line, the picture of Winged cherubim on top of the ark. It looks something like that.
那所以我们看
，maybe exactly like it, but very similar.
那所以我们看这个图片，基路伯就大概是这个形状。
So God really cherished his angel cherubim.
那神，所以神他非常的珍视啊，基路伯。
And in the book of Ezekiel, what Ezekiel saw, wow, the glory of God through the four living creatures, and actually they are cherubim.
那所以在以西在以西结书里面啊，这个以西结他看见的这个神的活物，彰显神的荣耀，就是这个基路伯。
Okay, go to the next line. Go to slide number six, which tells us that in the Bible there are two places talk about the four living creatures, and actually they are cherubim.
那所以在圣经里面有两个地方啊记载了基路伯。
First is the book of Ezekiel chapter one.
那第一就是以西结书第一章。
That we're going to study today.
那我们今天要来学习。
The second place is the last book of the Bible called Revelation chapter four, also talk about the four living creatures.
那第二个地方就是在启示录的第四章，也在记载，也说着，也在记载啊四活物。
And they look exactly almost the same, just a tiny little bit of detail, but almost basically they are the same.
那他们基本上是一模一样的。
So why did the Bible emphasize in the Old Testament and New Testament four living creatures?
那所以圣经为什么要在旧约跟新约都记载着都强调的基路伯呢？
They are the servant of God. They are the ministering spirit.
因为他们是神的仆人。
So for all of us today, we are also learning to serve God.
那今天对于我们来说，我们也在学习去侍奉神。
We have to learn from the four living creatures.
我们要从四活物身上来学习。
We have to learn how they look like, how they act, and how they present themselves before God.
我们要去学习他们是什么样子，然后他们在神面前是如何的去侍奉。
Okay, next slide. Of course, there's nothing, no graphic can accurately describe what Ezekiel saw in his vision.
那当然，没有任何一个图像是能够去解释以西结他所看见的意象。
However, based on the detail provided in the Bible, some artists they make some presentation trying to help us to understand how Ezekiel saw the living creature look like.
那当然是因为圣经的记载，所以有很多艺术家他们就照着圣经的这些来试着去画出基路伯，让我们来看。
If you look at the picture, you may say, "Huh, doesn't wow? Is it like that only? Well, is it? It look real, right? But don't think like this, because spiritually, it's hard to describe what you using pen and paper."
那我们就看这个图片，好像就会觉得说，哎，是真的是这样子吗？但其实灵界里面的事物是我们很难能够去用纸笔所记录下来的。
Spirit is without form, without physical formation.
因为灵它是没有一个物质的形状。
However, God used something we can see every day. We try to imagine and try to understand what the teaching is in it.
但是因为神，他用我们能够所在世上所看见的东西来试着让我们了解是什么样子。
The main point is how the four living creatures manifest God's glory.
但重点是这四活物是如何来彰显神的荣耀。
The reason it's called four living creatures actually is because every living creatures they have four faces.
他们会称为四活物的原因，是因为这每一个活物都有四张脸。
So this picture is not that perfect because it's only showing three faces, but actually there's one at the behind, and the one at the behind that you didn't see is the face of the eagle.
那所以这个图片它不是很好，因为它只让我们看见三个脸，但最后还有一面是鹰脸。
Okay, but everyone should have learned these four faces. What is it about?
但是每个人都应该要去学习这四张脸都分别代表着什么。
Next line tells us that Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he also serving God and glorified God.
那再过来，在圣经里面，我们也知道，主耶稣在他在世上的时候，他也彰显了神的荣耀。
He didn't seek his own glory.
他没有去追寻自己的荣耀。
He seek the glory of God.
他是追求神的荣耀。
And we know that there are four gospels.
那我们知道有四福音。
These four gospels, just like the four faces in the four living creatures.
那这四福音就像这四活物的这活物的每张脸。
Wow, we know that there are four faces. Let's come back to Ezekiel chapter one.
我们现在翻回来以西结书。
Chapter one, verse six.
第一章第六节。
The one verse six.
第一章第六节，第六节各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。
It tells us that every living creatures have four faces.
但是告诉我们，每一个活物都有四个脸面。
If we read on, we know that what are these four faces?
那我们再继续读下去，我们就知道这个脸面是什么。
From verse 10, it tells us that it's a face of a human.
从第十节开始有说人的脸。
Face of a lion.
狮子的脸。
Face of an ox.
牛的脸。
Face of the eagle.
鹰的脸。
So every cherubim here, four living creatures has four faces.
所以每一个基路伯都有四个脸。
And miraculously, four gospel depict Jesus Christ, his ministry have these four unique characteristics.
那很奇妙的，在这四福音里面记载的主耶稣，他也就有这四个脸。
The book of Matthew, a gospel of Matthew.
那啊，马太福音
portray Jesus is king, just like a lion.
那就将主耶稣啊描述是王，就像狮子一样。
The gospel of Luke.
那路加福音
portray Jesus is so humble, like a son of man, just like a human.
描述基督啊，主就像牛一啊、牛一样，
羊
一人一样，人一样，人子。
And the Gospel of Mark.
那马可福音
portray Jesus is so hardworking, like an ox.
那就将主耶稣描绘了啊，像牛一样很努力的工作。
Because he's a sacrificing servant.
因为他是一个啊牺牲的仆人。
And the Gospel of John.
啊，约翰福音。
Portray Jesus Christ is so transcending, he's so high that he's just Son of God, is different than anyone else.
那就像主描绘的，他是超越的，就像神的儿子，就是神的儿子，
像飞鹰，
就像飞鹰一样。
So this four unique characteristic is in Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth serving.
那所以这四个里面，在主耶稣啊、在世服事的时候就彰显出来。
So now today we are also trying to serve God. We should emulate.These four living creatures.
所以今天我们试着要去，我们要学习去侍奉神，就要跟啊，就要去学习这四张脸。
We are already in slide number nine. Slide number nine. We have to God's worker. We have to learn how to manifest God's glory.
也作为神的工人，我们要学习去彰显神的荣耀。
Okay, slide number ten. Then, what can we learn from the four living creature exactly?
那我们到底能够从这四活物身上学什么呢
？Next slide. First, let's look at the feet.
首先，我们来看他们的脚。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter one.
我们翻到以西结书一章。
Ezekiel chapter one.
以西结书一章。
Verse six.
第六节。第六节各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。
Seven.
第七节，他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如光明的铜。
Okay. Here, that was very special. Just like this picture, say the leg of this.Four living creatures actually are very strict.
那在这里，所以告诉我们，啊，这四个活物的腿是直的。
And then there's a hoof.
那他们的
of a cow.
他们有牛犊之蹄。
And then it looks like shining bronze.
那每一个都灿烂如光明的铜。
So what does it exactly mean?
啊，所以这代表什么呢
？Next slide tells us that feet actually represent our deeds and our behavior.
我们的脚其实代表我们的行为与操守。
And if your feet is crooked, if your feet is not straight, then when you're walking, you show you are not walking properly.
如果我们今天脚不是直的，那我们走路就会歪七扭八。
Or if your feet is the length of each feet is different, then when you walk, you start inclined to another side.
那如果说我们的脚不一样长，那我们走路也会颠簸。
So it is very important for a normal human being the feet.To be straight for a healthy person is always straight.
但是对于一个正常人来讲，我们的脚需要是直的，这才是对我们健康是有帮助。
Now, for the four living creatures, the feet is straight.
那所以对于这四个活物来讲，他们的腿是直的。
Which represent everyone who serves God, his deeds and behavior has to be upright and straightforward.
那所以对我们今天来要侍奉神的人，我们一定要是正直，走正路。
God doesn't care how smart you are.
因为神不在乎我们今天多么的聪明。
God doesn't care whether you have a PhD or not, or highly educated.
那神他今天不会在乎我们是博士或是高等教育。
In front of God, your mind is not straight, your behavior is not straight. God will not use you.
在神的眼中，若你今天心术不正，你不正直，神就不会用你。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
我们翻到《申命记》十六章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Deuteronomy 16:19.
申命记十六章十九节。十九节，不可屈枉正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂叫智慧人的眼变瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。
Here tell us that as a judge or as a leader of the people.
啊，这里告诉我们，作为祭司或是作为啊首领
，or the judge or the officer, you have to be upright and don't look at people's background or what they try to give you.
我们就不可以虚妄正直，不可以啊受贿赂。
Just like you cannot bribe an angel, right? If an angel come to you say the word of God, you cannot bribe him. Say, hey, don't punish me. I give you money. It will not listen to you.
那就像你不能去贿赂这个天使，若天使今天来传达神的话，你不能去贿赂他。
If the angel come to bless you, he will bless you no matter what happened.
因为若天使是来祝福你的话，他一定就会，他就是来祝福你。
If the angels come to harm you or come to take your life, even though you bribe him, there's no use.
那若今天天使是要来伤害你，或是要来提走你的性命，那你贿赂他也没有用。
Because the for living creature, they are straight. The feet are straight. Heart is straight.
啊，因为这四个活物，他们的脚是直的，他们心是直的。
They don't care who you are. They only listen to God.
他们不在乎你是谁，他们只听从神。
So today, if you want to serve God, the first thing we have to look at our feet, our behavior.
那所以今天我们要侍奉神，我们首先要看自己的脚，我们的行为。
Are you a straightforward person?
我们是否是个正直的人
？God would know it.
神他知道。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter one.
我们再翻回来以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel, we can put a bookmark here in chapter one.
我们可以在第一章这里做个标记。
Not only his feet is straight, but he, the angel, the four living creature, has the hoof of an ox.
那不只是他们的腿是直的啊，他们的脚掌也好像牛犊之蹄。
Here specially mentioned the hoof of an ox, not a pig.
那这里特别提到是牛犊之蹄，不是猪蹄。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the hoof of a pig doesn't split, but the hoof of a cow split the hoof.
因为猪的蹄并不会分叉，那牛的蹄是分开的。
Just like the picture here, you know, look at the feet of an ox. Wherever they stab it, you look at the mark, the footprint, they tell you, oh, it's an ox because it split.
那你从这个图里面就看到说这个是牛蹄，因为它是分开的。
The Bible tells us all the animals which split the hoof are considered clean and can be eaten for the Israelites.
那在圣经里面记载的蹄是分开的，就是洁净的物是可以吃的。
What does it tell us?
那这告诉我们什么
？If you want to serve God,
若你今天要侍奉神
，If you want to use by God,
若你要被神使用
，You must live a separated life from the trends of this world.
你就要去过一个与这个世界潮流不同、分别为圣的生活。
This world tells us another set of value system.
那这个世界它告诉我们价值观。
What is up to the trend or what is up to the fashion?
它告诉我们什么是时尚，什么是潮流。
Not only the hairstyle or the clothes, but the thinking.
不论是我们的发型，但更是我们的思想。
Whatever you do.
不论你今天做什么。
But if you want to serve God.
但今天若我们想要去侍奉神。
If you want to manifest God's glory.
若我们想要去彰显神的荣耀。
The feet have to split the hoof.
我们的脚就要是像这分蹄一样。
We should not learn and be same as the whole world.
我们就不能去学习或是与这世界同化。
And then it tells us that the color, next slide tells us that the feet, the hoof is like a bronze, very shining, very beautiful.
那再过来又告诉我们，这个脚掌好像灿烂如光明的铜。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah 52.
我们翻到以赛亚书五十二章。
Isaiah 52 verse 7.
以赛亚书五十二章七节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7.
以赛亚书五十二章七节，第七节，那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。”
Verse 8.
第八节，听啊，你守望之人的声音，他们扬起身来一同歌唱，因为神归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。
We know that bronze is very beautiful, especially when it's polished, it's just like shining brass.
我们知道，当这个铜被抛光之后，它就非常的灿烂，很光明。
Here tell us what is the beautiful feet referring to?
那这里告诉我们，美丽的脚是代表什么？
It's the feet that will spread the good news, go up to the mountain and tell the people of the good tidings.
那是那个会报佳音、传平安、报好信的。
Nowadays, we open the newspaper or the news report. Every day, they're all bad news. There's no good news.
那每一天，我们现在打开报纸都是坏消息。
However, there's only one good news.
但只有一个好消息。
That Lord Jesus Christ come to save sinners.
就是主耶稣要来拯救罪人。
Lord Jesus Christ will give us true freedom.
主耶稣会给我们。真正的自由。
So this angel they go to spread the good news.
那所以这些天使他们要去传好讯息。
Feet is like bronze.
他的脚就如同 同样。
So today we want to manifest God's glory. We have to always preach the gospel.
对，今天我们想要彰显神的荣耀，我们要去传福音。
Okay, next line. These four living creatures have very special characteristic because each of it has four wings.
那这个四个活物它也很特别，就是它们每一个都有四个翅膀。
You know, birds only have a pair of wings, right? Two wings.
那我们知道鸟通就是两个翅膀。
But angels.The four living creatures in the book of Ezekiel has four wings.
但是在以西结里记载，这个四个活物它们有四个翅膀。
Okay, let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们再翻回来以西结书一章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节，各展开上边的两个翅膀相接，各以下边的两个翅膀遮体。
Okay, now these four wings, these two pairs of wings have different function.
那这两对翅膀各有自己的功能。
Okay, the first function.The first pair of the wing is to fly.
那第一对翅膀是用来飞行。
And of course, we know the angels have to fly. Otherwise, how can they serve God?
啊，我们知道天使要能够飞行，要不然的话，他们就没有办法去侍奉神。
But the angels not only have wings to fly, but also have the wings to cover his body to humble himself.
天使他不只有一对翅膀是来飞行，他有另外一对翅膀是来。遮住自己，谦卑自己。
Now for us to fly, to serve God, to manifest ourselves, to show off, it's not difficult.
那所以今天，如果我们今天要来侍奉神，然后可是我们要彰显自己荣耀，来荣耀自己，是很简单的。
People like to get attention.
人都喜欢被关注。
People like to be praised.
人都喜欢被赞美。
People like to be recognized.
人都希望被看见。
That's why when we do holy work, a lot of people say, oh, I want to be in the front line. I want my children to be sitting in the front. I want to speak. I want to say something.
但是很多时候人在侍奉的时候，他们会希望自己的孩子在最前线，然后被人看见，被人然后能够去凸显自己。
Even though when we serve God, we think that we are serving God. But sometimes we are not serving God. We are serving ourselves.
因为很多时候我们在说我们在侍奉神的时候，其实是在侍奉自己。
We are using the name of serving God to try to gratify our own desire of to be recognized.
然后我们打着侍奉神的口号，却是来凸显自己。
Yes, angels are very beautiful. They have two pairs of wings for flying.
那天使他们非常的美丽，他们有翅膀能够飞行。
But God created another wings for them, not to fly, but to cover the body.
但神为他们创造另外一个另外一对翅膀是来遮住自己的。
At the same time you're flying, at the same time you have to cover yourself, to humble yourself, and to hide yourself.
在你飞行的时候，你要有另外一对翅膀来遮住自己，谦卑自己。
Look at Lord Jesus Christ.
就看主耶稣。
He always liked to hide himself.
主耶稣喜欢遮蔽自己。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
我们翻到马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6 verse 25.
马可福音六章二十五节。
Mark chapter 6 verse
25. 马可福音
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6 verse 35.
马可福音六章。
45.
马可福音
verse 45.
马可福音六章四十五节。
6:45.
马可福音六章四十五节，第四十五节，耶稣随即催门徒上船。先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。四十六节，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Look at Lord Jesus Christ, what he did here.
我们看主耶稣他这里做了什么
？He has just fed the 5,000 people.
他给五千人吃饱。
That is an unprecedented miracle in human history.
那这是前无所见的一个神迹。
No one ever, even Moses or anyone.Can use small amount of food to feed 5,000 men alone.
因为从来没有人可以用这一点点的小食物，但是让这么多人吃饱。
But Jesus did it.
但主耶稣做了。
Now, if you did something remarkable, what will you do now?
当然，我们今天我们做了一件很不可思议的事情，我们会做什么
？Maybe you say people come to interview me, I'll say something about how I feel.
我会说要有人来面试我们，会讲出我们的感觉。
Maybe you say I'll give a testimony to glorify God.
或是我们还会讲说我来做见证，来荣耀神。
But what did Jesus do?
但主耶稣做了什么
？Immediately withdrew himself.
马上的离开，马上的离开。
Even don't want to spend time with the disciple. Tell him to get on a boat first.
他也不想要再跟门徒一起，反而是催门徒赶紧上船。
Go to the mountain to pray.
他就到了山上祷告。
He need time to be alone.
他需要时间独处。
He need time to be with God.
他需要时间来与神。 相伴。
He doesn't like glory.
他不喜欢荣耀。
He like to hide himself.
他喜欢隐藏自己。
So this is what the following creature teaches, brother and sister.
那这是弟兄姐妹，这就是四活物要告诉我们。
After you serve God, after you do something for some period of time, you have to disappear. You have to totally hide yourself.
在我们今天做了一些事情，在我们完成一些圣功，我们要隐藏自己。
When people try to praise you, recognize you, you have to run. You have to run away.
当有些人他们要来想要来这个认可你，或是来看见你，要赶紧离开。
And when you are serving, you have been serving for so long, and you have to say, I have to withdraw and take a break and spiritual cultivate myself.
那当今天我们已经长期的侍奉了，我们要能够去隐藏自己，去远离。
That's so important.
有灵修是很重要的。
Look at the wing. Next slide tell us the wings touches one another.
那再过我们又看到这个翅膀是相连接。
In Ezekiel chapter 1,
在以西结书一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1, tell us that the wings touch each other.
以西结书
chapter 1 verse 9.
以西结书一章第九节第九节这里告诉我们翅膀彼此相接。
Not only each like living creature, the wings touch each other, but they all touching each other. The wings, they all touching each other.
那所以这里它的翅膀是相接的。
Not only one,
不只是一对
touch each other, but all the living creature touch each other.
不只是这翅膀相接，是所有的活物都是相接。
So what does it tell us?
所以是告诉我们。
Just like this picture here, the two cherubim, right? When the two pairs of wings touch each other, it looks like one angel. Actually, it looks like one instead of look like two.
那所以这里它这两个基路伯这个相连接在一起，看起来就像是一个基路伯。
That tell us unity.
这告诉我们合一。
No matter how bright you are, how smart you are.
不论今天多么的聪明有才智。
You are not the only one God created.
你不是神唯一创造的唯一创造。
There are a lot of cherubims.
有很多基路伯。
There are a lot of angels.
有很多天使。
Nobody make you more special than another one.
没有任何一个是比另外更特别的。
No, in order for the glory of God to be manifest, all the angels' wings have to touch each other.
因为要让神的荣耀真的能够彰显出来，每一个天使的翅膀都要相接。
That is unity.
这是代表合一。
Right, I think you've seen some picture about how the chicken or the birds or the chicken fight each other, right?
你可能会看到人图片，就是鸟彼此的这个在攻击打架。
And when the eagle or the you know what the big birds they're fighting each other, especially all the hens or the rooster they fight each other. They use the ring and then they smash each other, right?
就看到这个老鹰这些很多大鸟攻击，他们就是用脚掌来攻击彼此。
This is a nasty picture.
那是很难看的这个画面。
But if you look at this angel, right? They stand, they're so close, and their wings touching each other, look like one wing, one pair of wings.
等会儿你看这个图片里面，这基督徒他们翅膀彼此相接，是很美的画面。
And the glory of God manifested.
那神的荣耀就彰显。
What does it teach us?
这告诉我们什么
？The glory of God is manifested when we are in unity.
神的荣耀在我们合一的时候能够被彰显出来。
For example, within one family.
我们就举例来说，在一个家庭
，husband and wife, their wings always touch each other, always hug each other, always talk nicely.
这个丈夫与妻子的这个翅膀，他们是彼此相接的，都是和蔼和善的对话。
God is in the family.
那神的荣耀就在这个家中。
You have sibling, brother and sister at home.
那或是你有弟兄，你有兄弟姐妹在家里。
You're so close to each other.
你们每个人彼此很亲近。
You always hug each other, just like your wing touching each other, right? You always touch their shoulder and say, "Hey, I'll care for you. 加油 right?"
经常，你们彼此拥抱，然后互相的打气。
And just like the wings touch each other.
那就像这翅膀彼此相接。
In brother and sister in church.
那或者在教会弟兄姐妹之间。
Yes, we have different opinions for sure.
当然，我们会有不同的想法。
However, we have the same heart, the heart of Lord Jesus.
但是我们都有同样的一颗心，就是为主耶稣的。
We can talk very calmly.
我们就能够和蔼的讲话。
We can forgive each other.
我们能够原谅彼此。
No matter what happened, we are still close.
也不论发生什么事情，我们还是亲近。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们翻到腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章。
Verse 1 to 2.
第一、第二节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
腓立比书第二章。一二节，第二章， 第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。第二节，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
He tell us how can our joy be fulfilled and how can God be glorified.
那这里告诉我们，我们的啊心如何能够被充满，神如何能够得荣耀。
Unity through the Spirit.
那就是在灵里的合一。
Especially now we have so much time with our family member.
那就是我们现在有很多的时间与我们家人相处。
So be reconciling with our spouse and share more time with our children.
我们要与丈夫和妻子和好，然后要在与孩子有花更多的时间。
Let our wings touch each other.
这就是代表我们的翅膀能够彼此相接。
Next line. This living creature, they do not turn when they went. Each one went straight forward.
啊，这四个活物，他们行走并不转身，就是一直往前行。
Which is recorded in chapter 1 verse 9.
啊，就记载在以西结书一章第九节。
They don't turn around. They just keep walking forward. No left, no right. Just forward, forward, and always forward.
他们并不转身，不会向左向右，只是直直的往前行。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么
？These living creatures, they are not distracted.
这四个活物，他们不会被分心，他们不会分心。
They are very focused.
他们非常专注。
They know what they have to do is to go to the direction that God wants them to go, which is forward.
因为他们只知道，他们要照着神的灵来带领他们的，就是向前行。
Sometimes in our life, we are so easily distracted.
那我们现在在生活上很容易分心。
For example, you want to read some Bible.
我们就举例来说，我们想读圣经。
You want to use your phone to read Bible, or you use a tablet to read Bible.
我们想用手机或者用我们平板电脑来读圣经。
Suddenly, your message is coming out.
那很突然，一条讯息来了。
You want to check this news.
我们想，或是想要去看这个新闻。
And you spend half an hour, you wasted your time. You never fulfill your goal. You never read the three chapters on that day.
那你用30分钟来看这个新闻，你就没有读经了。
Or sometimes you want to go to church.
或是有时候我们想要到教会。
However, before that, you know, people call you, your boss call you, your friend call you, and say, maybe I should go later, or maybe I should go next week.
但是你的老板、你的同事可能打个电话给你，你就会说我下个礼拜再来好了。
You turn around.
你就回转了。
You turn around too often.
你就
too easily.
你就经常的转开离开了，太容易了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ call you,
那当主耶稣呼召你
，you forget,
你忘记。
But the world call you immediately, you turn around, you responded.
但如果工作公司上联系你，你马上就去响应回应。
That's why you never achieve your spiritual goal.
这才是为什么我们永远都达不到属灵的目标。
Your faith never grow.
我们的信心与信仰都没有成长。
Never able to fulfill what Jesus wants you to do in your life.
我们也没有办法去完成主耶稣在生活上所交托我们要让我们去做的。
However, the living creature tells us, do not turn around when people call you, distract you. You just move forward, forward, forward to your goal, onward on.
但这四个活物告诉我们，当我们在行走的时候，不要转身，不要分心，只要往前行。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did the same thing.
主耶稣他也这么做。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
我们翻到路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章。
Luke chapter 13. Let's go to Luke chapter 13.
我们来看路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13, verse 32.
路加福音十三章三十二节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 32.
路加福音十三章三十二节。三十二节，耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”三十三节，虽然这样，今天、明天、后天我必须前行。
Somebody told Jesus that Herod the king is trying to kill you.
这里有人说有人告诉主耶稣说，希律想要杀你。
Now, if you were Jesus, what would you do? Also, oh, dangerous. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I should turn around.
那如果你是耶稣的话，你是不会说这样危险，我应该转开。
Maybe I should delay my plan.
我应该要去延后我的计划。
However, what did Jesus say?
但主耶稣说什么呢
？Go to tell that fox.
去告诉那狐狸。
Today, tomorrow, I cast out demon and heal the sickness, and the third day, I finish my work.
今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。
Because of this, today, tomorrow, and the day after, I'll keep moving forward.
因为这样，今天、明天、后天，我继续向前行。
When I read this, I really feel ashamed.
当我看到读到这个的时候，我感到很惭愧。
Lord Jesus Christ, because He loves us so much, He didn't get distracted. He just moved forward to the cross to die for us.
主耶稣因为他爱我们，所以他没有停下他的脚步。
No excuse.
继续向前行，为我们而死，没有借口。
No excuse to say no.
他没有说不的借口。
Look at this time, right? Keep moving straight. Don't turn left. Don't turn right.
这告诉我们，在这里，你看这四活物跟主耶稣告诉我们。不要向左向右，要直直向前行。
Now, brother, sister, do you have goal in your life you want to achieve?
那弟兄姐妹，我们今天在生活上，我们有目标吗
？Don't even talk about spiritual.
我们不要说只是属灵上。
Do you have any goal in your life you want to achieve?
我们在生活上是否有目标？我们想要去达成
？Your studies goal.
我们学习的目标
？Your career goal.
我们职业生涯的目标
？You have to keep moving forward.
我们要一直向前行。
Look like nowadays the pandemic, right? It stopped everything. It changed everything in the society.
我们看现在疫情，它将整个社会都改变了。
But do not give yourself an excuse to stop.
但不要给你停下的理由。
I read the news this morning saying that there's an Canada. We have an Olympic athlete. Actually, she was trying to prepare for the Olympics.
那我今天早上看一个新闻，就是有个奥运，在加拿大有个奥运的女选手。
Actually, she was very disappointed because this year the Olympic in Japan got postponed to next year.
那其实她很有点失望，因为今年原本要在日本所举办的奥运取消了。
She couldn't go.
她就不能去。
And all the swimming pool are closed down right now. She could not practice.
那所有的泳池也都关了，她没有办法去训练。
Then most people would think, well, there's no Olympic, there's no pool to practice. Maybe it's time for me to take a break.And relax, or maybe he can come, she can complain.
那所以对于很多人来说，他们觉得说啊，那今年奥运已经关了，我也没有地方能去练习，我就休息吧。
I just eat my popcorn and watch the movie 10 hours a day and sleep until like 11 o'clock.
那我可能就吃个爆米花，看电视，然后就一天这么过去。
She can put on weight and then lose her shape and blame everybody, blame the virus, blame China, and then blame the Olympic postpone, right? Or blame the swimming pool.
那当然，这个选手他可以抱怨，他可以抱怨中国啊，可以抱怨世界啊，抱怨所有的这个设施为什么要关。
But what she did was very remarkable.
但是他所做的却是令人称赞的。
She went to the lake. She find one lake, right? She can swim to practice every day.
但他就找到了一个湖，能够让他每天去训练。
Of course, she bought a pair of different suits, which is the insulation, the thermal suit that people use for like a surfing.
那当然，他就穿上了很多人他们会用潜水穿的这个服装。
So that keep her body temperature.
啊，就让她的这个能够去保持她的体温。
She still practice a few hours on that lake.
那她每天都还是在这个湖练习好几个小时。
Nothing can stop her.
没有任何事情可以停止她。
No failure, no postponement, no disappointment can stop her.
没有任何的这个延误能够停下她。
I'm sure she will have success, no matter what kind of medal she receives in the future. But her life is different than most people.
那我相信他会成功，因为不论说他有没有得到奖牌，他的生命与其他人不一样。
She has a mind of an Olympian.
因为他有
She has the mind of a champion.
因为他有冠军的意志、心智。
Inspire me spiritually. Shouldn't we be doing the same thing?
那所以这让我很受启发。那在灵里，我们是否也应该这么做呢
？If people try to win a medal and they have to put so much effort and overcome so much difficulties.
若今天一个人他想要得到这个奖牌，他要付出这么大的心力。
That we today are seeking for more valuable than just a medal.
那今天我们是要去追求更有价值的一个东西。
We want salvation.
我们要救恩。
We want to serve God.
我们要侍奉神。
We want to please Him.
我们要让神喜悦。
Shouldn't we be more focused and more dedicated than those Olympians?
那我们不应该更专注，并且比这些奥运选手下更多的心力吗
？Look at this! Wow, he's just moving forward and never turn left or right.
那所以就像这四活物一样，他们只是向前走，并不转身。
Now, next slide, reading on. We have, as mentioned, every living creature has four faces.
那再过来，我们也说到每一个基路伯都有人的脸。
From chapter 1:10.
啊，从
each one have the first face is a human face.
那从第一章的第十节里面就告诉我们，前面各有人的脸。
Of course, this picture may show what it looked like spirit, but of course, I say nothing 100% sure, right? But one of the faces is a man's face.
那我们从这个图片里面看到，就是基督伯可能大致长这样子，那就可以看到说有人的脸。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why the face of man?
为什么会要有人的脸
？Then you must ask, when God created human being, in what image He created human?
那你就看到说，当神在造人的时候，他是用什么的形象来造
？The Bible tells us God created human in His own image.
圣经里面告诉我们，神他在造人的时候是按着他的形象所造的。
Does mean every human being should have the image of God in his face and in his soul, in his mind.
那所以是告诉我们，我们每一个人里面都要有神的形象。
And what is the image of God?
那神的形象是什么
？Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
我们翻到以弗所书四章二十四节。
Ephesians 4:24.
以弗所书四章二十四节。
4:24.
二十四章二十四节。第二十四节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
That is the image of God.
这就是神的形象。
And that is the image of man.
这也是应该要是人的形象。
Image of every man without blemish, without being corrupted by sin.
每一个人的形象都不能被不是被罪恶所污化的。
What is that?
这是什么呢
？True righteousness and holiness.
那就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
Human being supposed to be different than animals.
人他应该要与动物有所区别。
For example, animal can kill each other for food.
我们就来说，动物它可以为了食物互相残杀。
They don't mind anything.
他们不在乎任何事情。
But human being cannot do this. I cannot just kill you because I want to eat you, right? Human being cannot do this.
但人不能这么做，他不能说我想要吃你，所以我把你杀了。
Because human has the image of God.
因为人是有神的形象。
Animal, they can mate anytime they want.
啊。这个动物，它们任何时候都能够去交合、
交配。They don't have the idea of who is the relative or not. They don't care.
因为他们没有任何的观念说，这个是我的亲人或是不是。
Or marriage, they don't have this kind of marriage, this mentality.
他们也没有婚姻的概念。
But however, human has it because God put this in his mind.
但人是有的，因为神他将这个放在我们心中。
Human has the image of God.
人是有神的形象。
So this cherubim manifests the image of God.
所以这四个活物，他们是彰显了神的形象。
Today we ask ourselves, do I really look like a pure and then normal human being?
所以今天我们要去问自己，我们是否真的是一个纯洁、纯正的人
？Sometimes we look at our own face. If you're full of anger, I don't think it can reflect the image of God.
有时候我们看自己的脸，如果充满了怒气，就没有办法去彰显神的形象。
Some people they're using drugs, their addiction, their face doesn't look like human anymore.
有些人因为毒品上了毒瘾，所以他们的脸也看起来就不像人了。
So, look at our face, what our face reflected.
那所以我们今天看自己的脸，我们的脸反射出什么
？The second face.
那第二个脸。
In Ezekiel chapter one.
在以西结书一章。
Verse. Can tell us the face of a lion.
第十节是告诉我们狮子的脸。
And we know lion is the most fearsome, is the king of the animal world, animal kingdom.
那我们知道狮子是万兽之王。
It's so brave, it's fear nothing.
是很勇敢，毫无惧怕。
So this cherubim reflect this glory of a lion, which means it's not afraid of anything.
那所以这个基路伯他凸显了狮子荣耀。毫无惧怕。
Let's turn to the book of Micah, chapter 5.
我们翻到弥迦书第五章。
Micah chapter 5, verse 8.
弥迦书五章第八节。
Micah chapter 5, verse 8.
弥迦书五章八节，第八节，雅各余剩的人必在多国多民中，如林间百兽中的狮子，又如少壮狮子在羊群中。他若经过，就必践踏撕裂，无人搭救。
He has said, "The remnant of Israel, the remnant of Jacob, will be so brave, just like lion among the beast."
那这里说了雅各余剩的人，就如同在林间百兽中的狮子。
What does it mean?
这代表这说什么
？In order to fulfill the will of God, you have a lot of enemies. You have a lot of other beasts.
若我们今天要去完成神的托付，我们会有很多的敌人。
However, you'll be just like a lion. You don't afraid of anything.
但若我们就像狮子一样，毫无惧怕。
Just like the early Christian in the Roman Empire,
就像早期在罗马帝国时代的基督徒
，people arrest them, capture them.
人将他们捆绑抓住
，even feed them with lion.
就是或是把他们丢到狮子坑，让他狮子
or bind them up to the stick.
或
或是将人绑在棍子上。
Tell them, if you give up your Christian faith, I'll let you go.
告诉他们说，若你啊放弃你基督徒的身份，我们就让你走。
If you curse Jesus, you're free to go.
若你咒骂主耶稣，我就让你走。
But the early Christians, they say, no, we're going to keep our faith, even if I have to die.
但早期的基督徒却说，我就算死也不会放弃。
They fear nothing but God.
他们对神除神以外毫无惧怕。
However, today people are the opposite.
但今天我们现世的人是不一样的。
People nowadays fear everything, but they don't fear God.
我们今天人害怕任何的事物，就唯独不怕神。
They fear to lose their job.
害怕失去工作。
They fear to get sick.
害怕生病。
They fear to have virus.
害怕得到病毒。
Fear to have cancer.
害怕癌症。
They fear to die.
怕死。
They have so much fear.
有很多惧怕。
But they don't fear God.
但就是不怕神。
They only fear all these things.
他们只怕这些事物。
But think about this. There's nobody we should fear. Only fear God.
但说实话，我们要去好好想一想，我们其实什么都不用怕，就要怕神。
God is in control of our life.
因为神他掌控了我们的生命。
I remember the testimony from the elders in China.
我还记得在中国一位长老的见证。
During the Cultural Revolution.
那在文革的时候。
The government oppressed the Christians so much.
那政府大大的在压迫基督徒。
Everybody have to bring out the Bible and burn it.
每个人都要将自己的圣经拿出来并且烧掉。
Nobody can hide the Bible in their house, otherwise they'll put to jail.
没有人可以在家中藏圣经，不然就会被下在监里。
But our workers are so brave.
但我们的工人很勇敢。
They hide the Bible in their house.
他们就在家里藏了圣经。
And then they copy it.
就并且复印。
Disappear it secretly so people can read it little by little.
那他们就暗暗的去传，让人去发行，让人可以来读。
And the government do not allow us to get baptized.
那时候政府也不允许我们来受洗。
But sometimes they do it at night.
但很多时候他们就在夜里施洗。
Yes, they may get caught.
也对，他们会被抓。
If they get caught, they may be put to jail.
如果他们被抓，就会被下在监里。
They may have to die.
可能就要死。
However, they fear nothing.
但是他们毫无惧怕。
If they have to die, they still have to do it.
如果他们就算要死，他们还是要这么做，继续做。
Just like the four living creatures, sometimes we lacking this kind of courage.
那就像这，就如同这四个活物一样，但是我们今天很多时候我们却没有这样子的刚强。
You know, when we earn money, even when we have to earn worldly achievement, we have to have courage.
那今天就算我们要，其实说就算我们要赚钱，我们要在世界上有突破，我们也要刚强。
I still remember in South Africa. Sometimes I ask the member, why do you come here to this country?
有时候我在非洲，我就有一些信徒，我就问他，你怎么会想要来呢？
South Africa, you know, a lot of gunshot, a lot of crime. Why do you have to come here?
因为非洲有很多的枪战啊，很多的这个不好的事情，你为什么还要来呢？
You get robbed in the gunpoint, you can lose your life.
你可能会被抢劫，你可能会失去生命。
But they say, oh, you know, we have come here. We have to come here because there's money to be earned.
但他们就说我们要来，因为有钱可以赚。
Business are there.
因为这里有商机。
Sometimes I think because of earning money, you have to be so courageous.
有时候我就想你为了这个世界上的财富，也要很勇敢。
But to achieve God's purpose, to do God's work, shouldn't we have more courage?
但是我们今天要在完成神的托付、神的旨意的时候，我们不应该要更刚强吗
？Just like the lion.
就像狮子一样。
Next line.I still remember long time ago, there's an old worker tell me, if you do holy work, you should not fear three things.
但我还记得在之前有这个早期的工人跟我说，你要做圣工就要不怕三件事。
三不怕。What are these?
要有三不怕。
First, do not fear suffering.
那首先第一不怕就是不怕苦。
Yeah, when you do holy work, when you work for God, your body may suffer.
那在你卫生工作的时候，你身体上可能会辛苦。
Mosquito may bite you. You go to a place there's no air condition. It's too hot.
你可能会有苍蝇、蚊子来咬你啊，或是你到一个地方很热，没有冷气。
You're lacking of food.
没有食物。
But you should not fear.
但不要怕。
And then should not fear the mental suffering.
也不要怕精神上的苦。
Sometimes you physically don't suffer.
那有时候我们在肉体上没有受苦。
But people will give you mental suffering.
但是其他人他会给你这个心灵上的折磨。
People can criticize you.
其他人会批评你。
I'll talk at your back.
或是在背后说你闲言闲语。
Oh, it's too much. Then you cannot do anything for God.
但若你这个觉得说这个一切太沉重，那你就没有办法去为神做工。
If you're afraid, if you really mind what people say.
若你害怕或是太在意别人的看法。
You never do anything.
你永远都不会去做。
So do not be afraid of suffering.
所以不要怕苦。
Secondly, do not be fear of difficulties.
啊，第二，不要怕，不怕难。
Some people say, "Wow, that is too difficult."
那有些人会说啊，这个好难。
I don't know how to do it.
我不知道该怎么做。
I never tried before.
我从来没有尝试过。
I don't think I have the gift.
我没有，我觉得我没有恩赐。
Don't say that.
不要说，不要这么说。
Yes, it's difficult, but God is with you.
对，很难，但神与你同在。
Only if you want to make sure God wants you to do this.
只要你确认是神要你做。
You don't have to be afraid that it's too difficult.
你就不用怕难。
Because God will be with you and help you to do it.
因为神会与你同在，并且帮助你。
And lastly, do not fear death.
那最后，不怕死。
Yes, what else can happen if you die for Jesus?
那你为主耶稣死之后发生什么？
God will remember you.
神会纪念你。
So, do holy work just like this cherubim, like a lion, fear nothing.
那所以我们在做圣工就要像这基路伯一样，有狮子的脸，毫无惧怕。
Next line, the face of an ox.
啊，第二就是有牛的脸。
Ezekiel chapter 1,
以西结书一章。
Verse 10 tells us.The third sign, the first face is the face of an ox.
那第十节这里告诉我们，第三张脸就是牛的脸。
And we know, as we learn on Wednesday night, the ox have to bear yoke.
那我们知道在
在
这个星期三的晚间聚会，我们学习到说啊，牛它就要去负轭。
And then produce food.
要来生产食物。
Without this hardworking ox, everybody will lacking of food and die.
也如果没有这个辛勤工作的牛，每个人都没有食物会死。
In our church, we need a lot of living creatures work so hard just like an ox.
所以在一个教会，在我们教会里面，我们需要有好多的活物，有牛的脸。
Now we are taking a break.
啊，我们现在休息了。
I think all the holy workers, mostly for the past month and a half.2 months, everybody stay home watching online service. I think you can regard this as a God giving you a break right now, right? Most people are resting.
我们有很多的工人啊，我们现在就是因为疫情，然后这两个月都在家里聚会。但是我们可以去明白说，这可能是神他给我们的一个休息。
However, it cannot go on like this.
但是我们不可以持续永远这样子下去。
We should get ourselves ready to be back on work for Jesus.
我们应该要准备好自己。来重新为主工作。
So much work to be done.
有很多的工作要完成。
We have another chapel. We are preparing to branch out.
我们有另外一个教会，我们要分社。
And so many people need Jesus.
有很多人需要主耶稣。
Because many people, I tell you, brother and sister, after this pandemic, even not after, during right now, a lot of people are depressed.
那我可以跟各位弟兄姐妹说啊，在这个时候，不只是在疫情过后，在现在就很多人是有忧郁的。
A lot of people lost their job, so they are very depressed.
很多人因为失去了工作，所以很忧郁。
A lot of people they so afraid, so that they stuck in their house for too long, and then they become depressed.
那有些很多人他们会害怕在家里待着太久了会得忧郁症。
And then they need Jesus.
所以他们需要主。
And I heard the news saying that recently the death related to drugs has increased a lot in BC.
那我最近也读了新闻啊，在 BC 里面，在我们省里面有很多人啊，因为啊贩毒而死的这个指数增加。
People's heart are so empty nowadays.
因为人他现今心里非常的空虚。
So only Jesus can fulfill.
啊，只有主耶稣能够去充满他们。
So every living creature, all of us, you and me, brother and sister, learn from an ox.
那所以对每个活物，我们今天就要来学习啊，这四个活物，这个活物里面的牛的脸。
And the last face.
那最后一个
is the face of an eagle.
就是鹰的脸。
Which is chapter 1 verse 10, face of an eagle.
那在以西结书一章第十节，鹰的脸。
Eagle flies so high.
鹰能够非常的高，飞得非常高。
Eagles see very differently.
老鹰他们看的也不一样。
They have good eyesight.
他们有很好的视力。
See very far.
可以看得很远。
Now, brother and sister, do you live like a life of an eagle?
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们是否也过着如鹰一般的生活
？Even though we're staying at home during the pandemic，
就算我们现在因为疫情，就都在待在家里。
What are you thinking every day？
那你每一天在思想什么
？Do you only think about when should I get back to work？
你是否只是每天在想我什么时候回去上班
？Do you think about when can I meet my friends？
你是不是只在想说我什么时候可以到哪跟我的朋友见面
？Or when can I start my business？
或是你只是在想说我什么时候能够继续我的生意
？If this is all you think，
若这只是你在想的
，You are not an eagle。
那你就不是老鹰。
You are just like a rooster crawling on the ground.
那你就只是像这个公鸡一样就在地上走。
You have wings, you have a pair of wings, you should fly high like an eagle.
你有翅膀，你应该像老鹰一样展翅飞翔。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
哥罗西书三章第一节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
哥罗西书三章第一节。第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
That's two.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
This is an ego, a spiritual ego. This is what a spiritual ego is thinking.
那这就是属灵在属灵上如老鹰一同一样的思想。
Because Paul said you have already been resurrected with Christ.
因为保罗他说你已经与主基督一同复活。
Think about the things above.
要去思念上面的事。
Now I have so much time at home. How can I improve my spirituality?
那我们现在在家里有这么多的时间，我们要如何去增进自己的灵性
？How can I read more Bible?
我们要如何去多读圣经？
Listen more sermon online,
或是听更多的道理。
Or what does the church needs?
我教会需要什么
？Or who can I preach to my friend?
或我可以如何去传福音给我朋友
？You're thinking about the things above.
我们应该去思念上面的事。
And you're like a living creature with a face of an eagle.
就像这活物一样，有鹰的脸。
So this living creature has so much for us to learn.
那这四活物有太多是值得我们去学习的。
But it doesn't stop like that.
但它不只是这些。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们再翻到以西结书一章
，verse 12，
第十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 12.
以西结书一章十二节。
Slide, go to page 26. Chapter 1, verse 12, please read.
第十二节，他们聚各直往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去，行走并不转身。
That is very important.
这个是关键。
Even though they have wings, they have two pairs of wings. They can go wherever they want.
那就算他们有两对翅膀，他们可以去任何要去的地方。
Can you imagine if you have a pair of wings now? Wow, you can fly. Where would you like to fly?
那你可以去想象，如果你今天你有翅膀，你会往哪里去呢
？You would like to fly to the place where you like to go.
你可能就会飞到你想去的地方。
But the living creatures, they do not go where they want to go.
但是这四个活物，他们并不是去他们想去的地方。
They only go where the spirit wants them to go.
他们是灵往哪里去，他们才往哪里去。
Absolute obedience to God.
是对神完全的顺服。
They don't have their own will anymore.
他们没有自己的意念。
You know our problem with our servitude is always ourselves.
因为很多时候我们侍奉的问题，就只是都是为了自己。
What is the biggest problem?
最大的问题是什么
？Ourself.
我们自己。
My own ego.
我们自我。
What I want, I do.
我们想要什么就做什么。
This is not what I want. I won't do.
很多时候这个不是我们想要的，我们就不做。
I only do what I enjoy.
我们只做自己享受的。
If I feel comfortable, I will do it. If I don't feel comfortable, I will not do it.
若我们觉得舒服，我们才做；若我们觉得不适，我们就不做。
I like you, so I work with you.
那我喜欢你，所以我与你同工。
I don't like you, no way.
我不喜欢你，算了吧。
This is not servitude.
这就不是侍奉。
True servitude.
你真正的侍奉。
You go where the spirit wants you to go.
是灵要你去哪里，你就去。
Even though you don't like it.
就算你不喜欢。
But because the spirit is in you.
但因为在你里有圣灵。
You follow God.
你就追寻神。
If everyone follow God in their life, walk in the spirit.
若每一个人都在生活里面追从神与灵同行。
Just like Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 tell us.
就像在加拉太书五章里面告诉我们。
5 verse 16 in this slide, right? In this picture. Walk in the spirit.
这个加拉太书五章十六节这里告诉我们在灵里同行。
You will not fulfill the desire of the flesh.
你就不会去顺从身体的情欲。
So, brother and sister, this is so important.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个非常的重要。
And then you walk by the spirit.
我们若能够顺圣灵而行。
Yeah, you want to watch this website, but Holy Spirit doesn't want you to watch it, and then you close it.
那我们想看一这个网站，但是圣灵不让我们看，我们就关掉。
You really want to date that girl, but Holy Spirit tell you no, it's not the God's will, and then you stop it.
或者是你想要与这个姐妹想要与这个女生交往，但是圣灵告诉你，这不是神的旨意，就不做。
Not from the same faith.
因为你们不是同样的信仰。
So everything is to follow the Spirit.
所以每一件事情我们都要顺着圣灵而行。
But it didn't stop like this, right? We read on.
但如果我们继续读下去。
Continue to read chapter 1.
第一节, 第一章。
Continue chapter 1, verse 13.
加拉太书, 1章13节。
以西结书1章13节。
第13节, 至于四活物的形象, 就如烧着的火炭的形状, 又如火把的形状, 火在四活物中间上去下来, 这火有光辉, 从火中发出闪电。
Wow, this four living creatures surrounding them is like a fire, burning core fire, burning, burning.
那这四个活物的形象, 他们就如烧着火炭的形状, 就是一直在烧。
This means the four living creatures is always on fire.
那是代表这四个活物, 他们, 经常就是在火焰中。
Sometimes when we watch a ball game, a certain athlete, when they are really performing and they're really compassionate, we say, oh, that athlete is on fire today.
那有时候我们看一些运动家, 他们, 好像很热, 我们就会说, 他们表现得很好, 我们就说, 哇, 他今天很热。
They put everything on it and they perform well.
他们将一切都赌上, 他们就表现得很好。
You see another athlete walking around the court, take it easy, didn't shoot, and when shoot didn't go in, they're so lazy.
那如果你说你看这个, 这个运动员, 他今天投球, 什么都没进啊, 然后懒散, 你就说, 这个人好懒。
I think the coach will tell him, come back, come back, you don't play anymore.
这个教练就会叫他回来说, 你别打了。
You need to be on fire, you need to put everything you have.
所以今天我们也要像这样子, 火热一样, 要将自己的一切都赌上。
So today, when we serve God, we have to put everything that we have.
所以今天我们在侍奉神的时候, 我们要将一切都, 放上。
Your best attitude.
最好, 自己最好的态度。
Your best effort.
我们最好的, 功夫。
Not only give you 100%, but 120, 130. This means you're nothing left.
不只是要将自己的 100% 全部献上, 而是 120%, 120.
God doesn't like ice.
因为神, 他不喜欢冰。
The Bible didn't say, oh, the cherubim, they're frozen, you know, or they're lukewarm.
圣经里面没有说啊, 这基督伯就像冰一样, 或是, 他们, 是平温。
The Bible said they are on fire.
但圣经里说, 这四活物就如同火烧一样。
Imagine if all the brothers and sisters serving God on fire.
那你可以想象, 弟兄姐妹今天, 这个在侍奉的时候, 非常热心, 火热, 热忱。
When they're loving people, it's on fire.
当你在, 爱一个人的时候, 也很热忱。
When they're praying, that's like they're on fire.
那像在祷告的时候, 也很火热。
Let's go to Romans chapter 12.
我们翻到罗马书12章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 9.
罗马书12章第9节。
Romans 12, verse 9.
罗马书12章第9节。 第9节, 爱人不可虚假, 恶要厌恶, 善要清净。 第10节, 爱弟兄要彼此亲热, 恭敬人要彼此推让。 11节, 殷勤不可懒惰, 要心里火热, 常常服侍主。
This is on fire.
那这个就是有火热。
First, you love people with fire.
首先, 爱人要火热。
The way you greet people, you love people just like fire.
那你, 在, 亲近神, 在亲近人, 彼此问好也是火热。
You know, no, not icy.
都不是像冰一样。
Yes, now then we have physical distancing.
那当然今天我们有这个安全距离。
2 meter, right? Everybody now know 2 meter.
每个人之间要保持2米的距离。
But do not let this 2 meter to be the distance of your heart.
但不要让这个2米的距离也成为你心中的距离。
Do not just think about protect about yourself.
不要只想着保护自己。
When you see people, think with the heart.
当你在看到一个人的时候要用心。
Especially when we come to church again, we see brother and sister.
就像我们来到教会, 我们看到弟兄姐妹。
Yes, we have to keep the physical distance.
对, 我们要保持距离。
But the heart shall not have distance.
但是我们的心不应该有距离。
I still care about you.
我还在乎你。
I still love you.
我仍然爱你。
And then the Bible said, right, you have to have the heart zealous, just like burning with fire.
那就像圣经里面说的, 这个心又火热一样, 就像火。
Don't say whatever.
也不要说无所谓。
If you don't have fire in your heart, you say whatever, I don't really care.
如果你心中没有火热, 你就会毫不在乎。
God love you with so much love, you cannot say whatever.
神他今天这么爱你, 我们就不可以。 说无所谓。
And then it didn't stop here. With the fire, they have to move very fast.
那不止在这里, 在有火之后, 他们还, 奔走很快。
Verse 14, chapter 1, Ezekiel 1:14.
在以西结书1章14节。 14节, 这活物往来奔走, 好像电光一闪。
Wow, this angel, this cherubim, it's not like an old person walking like a... having a walk in the park.
那这个基路伯, 他不是像老人家一样啊, 走路, 很慢。
imagine, right? If they walk so slow, God will complain. What are you doing?
那你可以想象，就是他们这个行走很慢的话，神肯定会说你在干嘛
？You have work to do. You have message to proclaim.
你有工作要做，你有讯息要去啊宣扬。
You have soul to be saved.
你有灵魂要去拯救。
You have to have action. You have to have a good implementation.
你要行动，要执行。
You cannot wait. You cannot wait another second.
你不能再等任何一刻。
You know what happened after this pandemic?
那在这疫情之后
，Jesus coming sooner than before.
那在这疫情之后，也是告诉我们主耶稣再来已快了。
This is not the end.
这不是结束。
Don't think about the end, right? Oh, everything back to normal.
不要觉得这是结束，然后一切都恢复原状。
If you think like this, you're totally wrong.
若你是这样想的话，你就大错特错。
Even after this pandemic,
在这疫情之后
，This is only the beginning of the end.
这只是结束的开始。
More and more terrible things will come.
会有更多可怕的事情即将发生。
More and more often.
会更经常。
Bigger scale.
会有更大的。
Wars,
会有更大的灾难，然后啊，战争啊，
Jesus coming very soon.
因为主耶稣即将再来。
You don't have time to waste.
我们已经没有任何时间可以去浪费。
Get back our shape and then continue to preach the gospel. Try to save a bit more soul.
我们赶快再重新装备，准备自己，然后传福音，拯救更多灵魂。
But you may think, is this the end? Not yet.
那你可能想说，哎，这个是结束了吗？还没。
Next slide tells us the sounds of the four living creatures.
啊，再过来告诉我们四活物的发出的声音。
Chapter 1 verse 24.
第一章二十四节。
Chapter 19, Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 24.
以西结书一章二十四节。二十四节，活物行走的时候，我听见翅膀的响声，像大水的声音，像全能者的声音，也像军队轰嚷的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下。
These four living creatures, when they move, because they cling, the wings are clapping, and then they're making so much sound, and they start like sounds of mighty water.
那这个活物在他们在行走的时候，他们那个翅膀互相击打的这个声响，就像大水的声音。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么
？I remember when I first visited Niagara Falls. That's the picture of Niagara Falls in Toronto area in Ontario.
那我记得我第一次去看尼加拉瓜大瀑布的时候，这个照片是在那边照的。
Then when I ride a boat down there, approaching the waterfall, the water, the mighty sound really astonishes you.
那我就在下面这个瀑布底下坐船，然后经过，你就听到这个瀑布的声音，这个大的声响。
Because millions of gallons of water passing through every second.
啊，这个几百吨的这个水啊，这样子垂下来。
However, what does this sound refer to?
但这个大水的声音。是代表什么呢？
The sound of prayer and the praising God.
这个大水的声音，就像是在祷告的声音，在赞美神的声音。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
我们翻到启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 5.
启示录十九章第五节。第五节有声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人呐。”凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。第六节，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”
Once again in Revelation, these four living creatures appearing with 24 elders, and they making a sound of mighty water.
那再一次在启示录这里啊，记载了四活物，他与二十四位长老。一同出来，而他们的声音就像大水的声音。
Sound of praising God, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and praising God with the Holy Spirit.
是赞美神的声音，说哈利路亚，哈利路亚，有圣灵来赞美。
And then I really miss our church when packed with 250 people, and we all pray in spirit. The sound just like mighty water.
啊，我真的很想念我们众会有大家啊，两百多人啊，我们在教会一起祷告赞美神的声音。
Maybe we have to wait a bit before we can all gather again to pray like 200 people together.
那或许我们还要再等待一段时间，让我们大家才可以再一起祷告。
However, in at home, we are the living creatures. We have to always put prayer first.
但是在家里，我们就要像活物一样，也要去祷告。
So this living creature teaches so much.
那所以这四个活物教导了我们许多。
But lastly, where do they stand?
但最重要的是，在这一切在哪里结束呢
？Let's turn back to Ezekiel before we close chapter 1.
我们再翻回来以西结书一章。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
26节。
So the one verse 26, slide 31.
以西结书一章二十六节，第二十六节，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象上以上有仿佛人的形状。
Now, where did the four living creatures minister and where did they position themselves?
那这个四活物他们是在哪里？在放在哪自己把自己放在哪个位置呢
？Position is under the throne of God.
他们的位置就是在神宝座的下面。
They're so beautiful. They're so mighty. They're so magnificent.
他们很美，很有大能。
However.
很奇妙，但是。
Their position is only at the feet. It's the feet of the Almighty God in His throne.
但他们的地位，他们的位置只是在神的脚前，神宝座之下。
Not even come close.
也根本无法接近。
Not even the same.
根本不一样。
Not even above.
根本不在上面。
No matter how beautiful you are.
不论你多么美。
You're only a human being.
你只是人。
You're only a servant.
你只是仆人。
You are not, should not be same with God.
那我们与神就完全不一样。
So, may God help us to learn from all these creatures, living creatures.
也求神帮助，让我们能够去学习这四个活物。
And after seeing all these four living creatures, Ezekiel bowed down.
那在看完这四个活物，以西结就俯伏在地。
Verse 28.
二十八节，下雨的日子，雨中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是神荣耀的形象。
Even though we cannot see what Ezekiel see,
那虽然我们今天没有办法像以西结看到的一样。
However, we know the teaching through the Holy Spirit teaches all the things that we have to learn.
但我们今天因为借着圣灵，我们学习到了我们所该学的。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing hymn 201.
一起唱赞美诗201首。